Hi. Welcome.
I have a question, actually, regarding women who struggle with pornography. And there's, you guys are talking about false intimacy. And so when women get into this, their intimacy is one of the things that's absolutely destroyed. And so when they come out of it, so many women are just so afraid that no man is ever going to love them again, that they're never going to be able to get married, that they're completely dysfunctional now, and that they're never going to be capable of that intimacy, especially with a man. And I just wondered, Matt, what kind of hope you can offer them, or what you would say to them when they say, oh, well, this is hopeless. I can't. No one's ever going to love me after this.
Thanks, Jessica. I think that the belief that if he or she or someone knew X about me, then he would not love me or she would not love me is not peculiar to the porn addict or the former porn addict alone, but to all men and women with a fallen nature. You know, we're all kind of bruised and broken and far greater than we realize. In fact, in my case, it wasn't really even until I got married that I realized just how much baggage I brought into this thing. And so many days while I'm out traveling and speaking, I'll write to my wife. I did this recently, just texted her and said, honey, thank you for loving such a messed up idiot like me, you know. And she's like, me too, you know. Couple of things. John Paul II said this at World Youth Day in Canada. He said, you are not the sum of your weaknesses and failures. Rather, you are the sum of the Father's love for you and your real capacity to be like his son, Jesus Christ.
Beautiful.
Isn't
Can you
lovely?
Say that again?
Okay.
That's diamond.
You are not the sum of your weaknesses and failures. Rather, you are the sum of the Father's love for you and your real capacity to be like his son, Jesus Christ. So here's, I think here's the deal. If God does not exist and Jesus Christ was not God and he did not redeem us from this thing we call sins, then there's no escape. We are simply trapped in our own disgusting garbage. If God does exist and he does love us and Jesus Christ did redeem us, then we have a God who looks at us and through us and doesn't see our junk, doesn't see the ways... doesn't see us as the ways we messed up, but rather sees us, sees the potential in us to be like his son Jesus Christ. So if there's a woman out there who's like, oh my gosh, how could someone ever love me? I'm such a screw up. I think this woman would need to come to accept who she is in the mind of God, you know, in the eyes of her Savior, to come and realize that she is the beloved of his heart, and there is nothing she could do to be found unworthy of that love. Mm-hmm. He refuses to find you unworthy, you know. So once we find ourselves in him, then I think we're able to accept ourselves and realize that others should accept us, not because we're perfect, but because we're his. Finally, I would say this, that I think none of us are obliged to share with another, even someone we are dating, the sins of our past. And I use the word obliged here, right? We're only obliged to confess this to God. And in the church, we confess that through the agency of a priest. But we're not obliged to confess that to someone. So if there's a young girl out there who starts to date a young man, though she might think it would be helpful, that's another issue, that's a judgment call. You know, he has no right to know about her baggage. You know, she might find it prudent, she might think it's a good idea, but he has no right to that.
Jessica, does that make sense?
Oh, that's perfect, yes.
Before you go, Jessica, since I'm really glad you called, by the way, and I know you're speaking for more people than just yourself, Matt, do you think there's a sense in which, while it's hard to quantify the effects of porn on men versus women, that on an emotional level, there's a longer time of feeling bruised by porn because the motivation for female use tends to be more connected to emotional connectivity or misconnecting with someone, or
yeah, you know what, I'm
more relational, less visual, therefore somehow closer to the heart. Does that make sense?
I see from our call screener, Jessica, that you're the founder of Beggar's Daughter, and so I know that you personally reach out to a lot of women answering this question. So can I ask you to answer that question, Jessica?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Patrick, to answer, yes, I think it's much more emotionally tied. Obviously, I've never been a man struggling with pornography, so I don't know I don't understand how they work. I don't understand what leads them to it, but I know as women, when we get into it, it's much more of a longing, and then pornography meets that longing in a way that is unhealthy, and what it ends up doing is it doesn't fill that longing, it just makes it worse. Mm. So it is a very emotionally damaging thing to get into, and when you come out of it as a woman, there's so much more cleanup work almost that has to start way deep down in your heart, where something like Covenant Eyes would be great, but just because you stop looking at it doesn't mean that you're healed from it. And there's so much more heart healing that has to do with love and understanding love, like Leo was saying the last hour, just understanding what real love is and understanding how God sees us and just building ourselves back up again, because pornography is so damaging to women, and then when women watch it, it just damages them more.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just want to say, Jessica, thank you for your work, and if there's any women out there, I know a lot of women come to my conferences and they say, where do I go? And I always point them to your site, beggarsdaughter.com. I think it's a beautiful website for women looking for hope and healing.
No apostrophe.
After porn. No apostrophe. Beggarsdaughter.com. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Jessica. Call anytime, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.